Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Thursday, February 27, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Today I'm talking with University of Arkansas political science and journalism professor Hoyt Purvis. We always like to have him on to kind of give us some insight into the 2014 elections. But first, here are some headlines. Local health care providers closely watching the stalemate over funding for Arkansas's private option. More than 100,000 people who can't afford health insurance on their own are now covered under Arkansas's private option. Governor Mike Beebe says he still thinks the legislature can find a way forward on health care and says $90 million in budget cuts can be avoided if two more House members will join the already 73 supporting members in that private option vote. Take a listen.
I'd hate to consider a session ending without a budget. I mean, why would you have a fiscal session, budget session, not have a budget? I mean, that's Washington gridlock. Surely we haven't come to that. I can't imagine that. That's just never happened. I can't imagine that happening in Arkansas.
Yeah, lots of frustration at the Capitol this past week and a half. Now, in spite of the 2 days of inaction on health care, some legislators say movement can be expected later today. It's about 9:40 in the morning, so we'll see what happens there. The third expected candidate to run for governor has made his campaign official. Former Congressman Mike Ross filing paperwork at the state capitol Wednesday. Ross is the only Democrat in the governor's race. Right now, he's joined by Republicans Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman, along with Josh Drake of the Green Party. Now, the hottest topic at the Capitol as of late, you guessed it, health care and the private option. Ross, wasting no time jumping in.
Let me be clear. I would have voted for it. I would have signed it in law. And as governor, I will do my best to continue the private option.
Ross's press conference there at the Capitol yesterday. Now, Ross has publicly criticized his Republican opponent, Asa Hutchinson, for not taking a stance on the issue. But yesterday, Hutchinson's campaign released a statement in response saying in part, quote, "We have one governor at a time, and the last thing the legislature and the governor need are candidates playing politics on issues. Asa has remained consistent in his opposition to Obamacare," end quote. Arkansans for Compassionate Care hope to legalize medical cannabis this year, and to gain support, they're hosting meetings with a group called LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. LEAP members say the war against drugs isn't working, including a longtime veteran of law enforcement, Terry Nelson.
32 years of experience teaches me that we're not going to arrest our way out of the drug problem. We need to change what we're doing.
Just some thoughts there. Nelson calls the war on drugs across the board a total failure and says the solution is legalization. Arkansans for Compassionate Care holding meetings like these across the state to educate people on their mission as they prepare to have their issue on the ballot this election year. Obviously, not everyone supports this measure, to say the least. Now, the group still needs 50,000 more signatures by July 7th to get the issue on the 2014 ballot. Joining me now is Professor Purvis with University of Arkansas. Sir, thanks for joining me this morning.
Absolutely.
All right, obviously, 2014, we say this every year, doesn't it seem like that this is the biggest election that Arkansas has ever had, but it seems like it does. We do that every single year. What's your take so far?
Well, my take is that it's certainly going to be one of the most interesting and indeed most important and most closely watched elections that we've had. So we've got lots of interesting things to follow. We've got Senate race, governor's race, lieutenant governor's race, congressional races, and a lot of legislative races. So anybody who's at all interested in politics has a lot to look forward to, except for the fact that we're going to be so bombarded by television advertising that people may want to forget the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. It's good for TV stations.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much for the general public.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely money to be spent there. Professor, I wanted to talk to you about, because we talked to you about this in back in 2010. We had the big Senate race with Blanche Lincoln and John Bozeman. We saw how that went down. Obviously, a lot of folks had the eyes on the primary with Halter and Lincoln. Not the case this year. Mike Ross looks to be coasting to the general, if you will. What are some takeaways you look at from 2010? Senator Mark Pryor, who's
right.
Running for re-election.
Yeah.
What are some takeaways from his position in Blanche Lincoln's position in 2010?
Well, I think several things are developing that not long ago we would not have anticipated, and one is that overall, the Democrats are fielding a relatively strong field of candidates for the statewide and the congressional positions. And that, I think, will redound somewhat to Mark Pryor's benefit and to Mike Ross's benefit. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, given the general political atmosphere, which is not favorable to Democrats, that gives the Democrats a little bit more of a sporting chance, I think, a little bit more of an even playing field, if we want to stay with those metaphors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so explain that a little bit. So you think this will actually end up helping Democrats in the
end? Well, here's the thing. It looks like you're going to have a relatively strong candidate for governor on mm-hmm. the Democratic side in Mike Ross, mm-hmm. Whose strength, his base is in South Arkansas. You're going to have at least a couple of relatively strong Democratic congressional candidates, it looks like, who, you know, might even actually have a chance to win or certainly to run very competitive races. And I think all, you know, that all, when you add all that together, it gives a little more room for optimism for Democrats, I think, because the way it looks is that it's going to maybe get Democrats a little more excited and give some of the, I mean, the reality is that in many respects, Arkansas, we talk about it, it's becoming a Republican state, but it's many in many ways it's an independent state and always has been. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the labels change, but basically that's what it is. And so I think if it works out that these Democratic candidates do run relatively strong races, then they all stand to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this, and we're going to keep on the Senate race just for a little bit, and then we'll move on. But
okay.
There's some, you know, in October, we had polling. Well, we have polls all the time, and polls, you know, we'll have one next week and in another month and whatever it is. So it seems like we're always having these polls. But one back in October I looked at the same time, Senator Blanche Lincoln was actually faring about 10 points better than Pryor at the time. Do you read anything into that, or do you just say, hey, listen, you know, I think for me it was more the writing was on the wall for Blanche Lincoln than Pryor, and I think we're going to see, obviously, a lot more money raised, and it's going to be a closer race. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're probably right about that, J.R. Mm-hmm. I think it is a different race. And for one thing, it's been obvious for many months now who the candidates were going to be, and they've both already are well into their campaigns, and the Pryor people are certainly doing everything they can to raise money, to get organized. I mean, that campaign is running 24/7. Here we are, you know, all these months before the election. So I think in that sense, Pryor is perhaps better prepared, even though the political atmosphere or environment is not that favorable to him. And, you know, he doesn't seem likely to have any kind of serious primary opposition, which, you know, I think keeps the decks cleared for him.
Sure. Obviously a different story there with Blanche and Halter there. So that'll be interesting to watch. All right, you mentioned this just a minute ago, talking about the state as a whole. We've seen this in some Ross campaign ads about how Arkansas is independent as a whole. It is interesting, though. You know, not too long ago, less than, 6 years ago, we had one Republican in the congressional delegation. Now it's flip-flop. We've got one Democrat.
Yeah.
And Republicans feel pretty confident about, you know, taking all the six spots this year. What do you think there's a possibility of that, or do you think this is just more so just kind of a time in Arkansas? You know, and we'll see the same thing happen in a few years with Democrats. Or do you think Republicans as a whole are starting to become more of that southern state?
Well, however you look at it, the reality is that the political environment is much more favorable to Republicans than it is to Democrats. Now, whether we've truly entered a new era in Arkansas, I can't say with certainty, but it sure looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Republicans are going to continue to run strong. But the sort of independent nature, as you mentioned, you know, Mike Ross is trying to run as an independent, even though he's obviously the Democratic candidate. Mm-hmm. And I think that does have some appeal. I think it's entirely possible that we will not have as much straight ticket voting in November as we've had in the last couple of election cycles.
That's very interesting. You know, and obviously the independent part of things, we've seen Ross kind of align himself with Beebe. But we've also seen this in the past. What do you think about endorsements? I feel like you see an endorsement every single day. I was actually looking on Tim Griffin's website earlier, and he's got an endorsement now from Crawford and Womack. I mean, those aren't surprises by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
You know, and then you've got Ross, who's been endorsed by Beebe and Clinton. Again, no surprises. Does that do anything?
Put any sort of great significance on it, but on the other hand, I think Mike Beebe and Bill Clinton are two Democrats who still are quite popular in this state. That's not to say by any means that everybody supports them, but they do have a strong base of support. I think in many respects it's quite remarkable that what Beebe's been able to do to retain that level of support. So those particular endorsements, and of course Ross, was associated with Clinton when
sure.
he began his political career. So there's a certain amount of logic to it.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I'm not sure that there are really any political endorsements that are going to make that much difference at this point.
Yeah.
Clearly, I think we can expect Clinton, for example, to weigh in on behalf of James Lee Witt, for example,
right.
Because of the connection between the two of them. But with that exception, that is to say, with exception of Clinton and Beebe, it may not. I'm not suggesting that endorsements by Crawford or Womack are going to hurt, but they probably, outside their own district,
right.
are not going to make that much difference.
Right, and obviously, respectfully, both men in Congress, but you're talking about the governor of the state who won 75 counties in 2010 and then former President Bill Clinton. But do you think that, and this was what's interesting to me, because I go back to 2010, Beebe winning all 75 counties, it was impressive, but the Republicans had a field day otherwise.
Yeah.
And so do you, when I bring that up, it just makes me wonder, you may have this base that loves Beebe and loves Clinton, but for the most part, are they going to vote if they like the guy, whether or not they like him, you know,
yeah.
like these guys?
Yeah,
and
that's, of course,
yeah.
one of the big questions, because, I think that clearly the Democrats are starting off with a lot to overcome.
Sure.
Most of all, I mean, there's no getting around it. The widespread unpopularity of President Obama in Arkansas is the most significant factor affecting the environment for this year's elections, I think. So the Democrats start off with that kind of restriction or handicap or whatever you want to call it. Now, does that mean that all Democrats have no chance or not at all? I think certainly, any of the Democrats that we've been talking about are certainly going to be competitive.
Professor, what do you see, what could be maybe the biggest surprise to you this year in politics? I mean, you've seen this for a long time now, and it seems like every 2 years it's something different.
Yeah.
What to you has been the biggest surprise so far, and what do you expect to be one of the biggest surprises in 2014?
Really, I think the most significant thing that's happened, other than the obvious lack of support for the Democrats nationally, that is to say in the White House, would be the fact that the Democrats are coming up with competitive candidates for a number of the major races. That is something that I did not necessarily anticipate, and as I mentioned earlier, I think that's one positive that the Democrats have going for them. But the other, to me, the really, really interesting thing is going to be to watch the legislative races and to see if the Republicans continue are able to continue the very pronounced trend of success in the legislative races. And I think right now the outlook looks pretty good for them. But at the same time, you know, we're seeing some interesting things happening in Little Rock
yeah.
right now. And I think the Republican Party is having some growing pains. How that all gets sorted out, I think, could definitely have some impact in November.
It's interesting in one aspect, because Republicans have really kind of hitched their wagon to a couple of races. We saw them get really hyped up in the legislative sweep back in, was it, you know, 2012, mm-hmm. when they ended up taking the majority, but by slim margins. At one point, they assumed they might get at least 65, or predicted they might even have 65 seats in the House. That's not what happened.
Right.
They still won, but it wasn't what they thought. Is there a way that Republicans win and still lose in this election? I mean, is that something you've kind of given some thought to? Like, say they win everything and lose the fourth, or they lose the Senate race with Cotton. I mean, what do you see?
I'll just put it this way. Mm-hmm. I would not bet on a widespread Republican sweep. That's taking everything into account. Are Republicans going to have a good year?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, based on what we know now, absolutely, yes, no doubt about it. But I think there's enough strength on the Democratic side, and that kind of independent strain that we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
that's going to at least keep the Democrats
yeah.
in the ball game.
Well, you know, and I think you're dead on with that as well. And it seems like too in 2012, the Democrats have done a better job at fielding candidates.
Definitely.
And so you've got a lot of stronger candidates. You mentioned James Lee Witt, obviously Mike Ross. So it'll be interesting to watch there. One last question, I'll let you go.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll check back in with you throughout the election season. We appreciate you again joining us.
Sure.
All right, so it has been a long couple of years in Arkansas. We've seen the scandal with Attorney General Dustin McDaniel for the Democrats. We saw Schaffner with the bribery. You know, she resigns office. Then we have Mark Dar, who you know, misspends money up to $30,000, fined for ethics violations. I think there's probably, you know, for folks that are paying attention out there in Arkansas, maybe there's becoming a little bit of a losing faith in elected officials on the constitutional office level. What do you think, how do you think that affects both parties this year? Because now, you know, Republicans can't say, well, look, Democrats are misusing things, and on
yeah.
the other side, Democrats can't do that to Republicans. So what do you see with that going forward?
Well, you know, it's hard to sort of calculate mm-hmm. exactly how that's going to play out in terms of political significance. What we saw for a while is that some Republicans were kind of jumping up and down, pointing
right.
fingers at some of the misbehavior on the Democratic side, which you know, and you had the book out case,
oh, right,
as
yep.
well as
yep.
other ones you mentioned. But this whole regrettable episode with Mark Dar has really kind of taken that somewhat out of play as a political advantage issue. I think you are right in the sense that there is a kind of a loss of faith in elected officials. Obviously, we have many extremely hardworking, dedicated, responsible people. I think one of the opportunities here is for some of these individuals, whichever party they represent, to kind of exemplify integrity and responsibility. And I think people are going to be looking for that this year.
And before we let you go, this can be real quick. What's your biggest surprise so far? What has surprised you? We're only at the end of February, but what surprised you so far?
I would say really that what's surprising me so far is the ability of the Democrats to get competitive candidates in a number of the races, which is going to make for a much more interesting year. It still looks good for Republicans, but I think Democrats are probably in better shape at this point than I would have anticipated a few months ago.
Oh, it's going to be fun to watch, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Professor, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have Professor Purvis with us throughout the 2014 elections to kind of give us some insight there. We appreciate your time again, sir.
Good, JR. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. You can see all of our, listen to all of our podcasts on NWAHomepage.com. It's on the right-hand side. Just scroll down, click on that, and it'll take you right there. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.